All right, I've got a huge bombshell for you today. We have behind-the-scenes footage catching the Secret Service clearing the backstage behind Trump. As far as stage magic goes, these would be some of the key vantage points, the key angles, the key lines of sight to see if something was applied to Trump's ear, if any fake blood was applied, etc., and to see the moments after Trump falls to the ground. Remember, his ear is turned to the right, I think deliberately, so nobody in the front of the stage can see any blood until he stands up with his fist in the air. And they move the photographers to the front of the stage, knowing, I think, that Trump would stand up, fist in the air, bloodied ear, for the photos to be seen around the world. So it's unclear exactly the role of the photographers in all of this, if they were waiting for the signal or if they're just oblivious and just pawns in the game. I'm not sure. But let's do a deep dive and analyze this crucial new piece of evidence. And now note the timing here. This wasn't after the shots rang out. This was right before the shots started. The Secret Service can be seen clearing the backstage, putting the photographers to the front, where they'd have to wait and wait and wait for Trump to stand up with his fist in the air so they can snap all these iconic photos. Why did the Secret Service usher these photographers to the front of the stage at this point in time? You can hear the shots ring out just after they're cleared. This evidence is a total game changer. Check this out.
What happened to our country? Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened.
All right, check this out. There's some really weird behavior from the Secret Service and the photographers. A couple of new vantage points, and I've synced them up with the vantage point that people have seen millions and millions and millions of times from the front. Right before the shots start ringing out, just moments before the shooting, this Secret Service officer stands up out of nowhere, comes over to the photographers, and gives them a cue. He ushers them forward to the front of the stage to start taking photos. So I've watched this a number of times. It looks like he's pushing them forward. He's shooing them forward using the back of his hand and kind of shooing them forward. He's also pointing, pushing them along. Right before the shots ring out, he's clearing the back of the stage of photographers and or directing them to their position for the iconic photo capturing. Wow. And then seconds later, the shooting begins. These photographers can be seen running around frantically and fearlessly, snapping photos of Trump when he's on the ground and when he stands back up and is ushered off the stage. I find the order of events here very peculiar. The Secret Service guy comes up. I wish I could read lips. If anybody can read lips, send me an email, timtruth@protonmail.com. He ushers them forward to the front of the stage and they just go right away. Is this some sort of collusion between the photographers who snapped these iconic photos and the Secret Service? How did this interaction happen just moments before the shooting started? What does the Secret Service officer say to the photographers just moments before as he ushers them to the front of the stage for photos? And what would become the most viewed photographs of their careers, I'm sure. The number of people who've seen these photos just back to back to back to back to back over the last 2 days is astounding. Everywhere. You scroll through Twitter, you see these photos dozens of times. On every single thumbnail that you see on the social media sites. In every single news story. These were the photos that were seen around the world. Of Trump standing up with the fist in the air, with the American flag waving behind him. Such a photogenic event. What is going on in this interaction right before this all kicks off? Are the acts of the journalists in line with normal human behavior in an active shooting situation?
What happened to our country? Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened.
Get down! Get down!
What happened to our country? Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened. Oh.
guys here. All guys here. You ready?
Okay, we are watching live at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, where former President Trump was speaking on the stage. There has been some kind of disturbance that clearly sets law enforcement and Secret Service into motion, immediately jumping around the former president in a protective mode. The crowd has been screaming. They are standing by. You can hear some voices there saying, are we ready to go? Are we ready to go? We are looking at President Trump. This does not look good. I'm going to be honest with you, from what we can see right here, it looks like they are attempting to move him out, that he may have been injured. He is holding up his arm. He is pumping his fist, but clearly Secret Service wants to get him out of this situation.
I can think of a couple possibilities here. The vantage point from behind exposes many lines of sight, many angles that would expose any operation such as putting fake blood on Trump's ear. Now, granted, if such a thing happened, they would try to block as much of the visibility off with the Secret Service's bodies as possible. So it's possible the Secret Service is trying to get the cameras out of the area and don't want these lines of sight photographed. The other possibility is that the cameramen are working in tandem with such an operation, in which case they could be confident that the photographers wouldn't publish anything of the sort. It's also very important to note here that these are some of the most iconic photos of the decade, if not multiple decades. Pictures and photographs are extremely powerful propaganda tools. So it's possible they were being ushered in to get in place for the key moment, or possibly some combination of these options. But the timing here cannot be overlooked. The Secret Service ushering to the front of the stage the photographers moments before the shooting rings out. How could anybody explain this? And this footage also shows us for the first time the right side of Trump's head at the moment of alleged impact. Now, after we're done zooming in, there's very little to be seen as far as it being very low resolution. And also, I don't see anything in this footage that screams his ear was just shot by a bullet. But it is very grainy. But I certainly don't see any visible blood. And I also don't see any movement in terms of his ear being moved around. Again, it's very low resolution. But this is the first video from the side showing Trump's right ear at the moment of alleged impact.
Take a look at what happened.
All right, a note on this clip here. I found two versions of this. This one here is the highest definition version. I found it on YouTube. And it has these captions on it. And then I found this other version, which was on somebody's TikTok. I found it somewhere else, though. But somebody downloaded it off of TikTok, you can tell because of the ending. And this one doesn't have the caption on it. So I'm not sure where the original file is, but it has been edited. So if we line up the audio waves here, you can see the TikTok version has a few seconds left off the beginning, and then it has this little annoying TikTok sound at the end. But we're going to examine the YouTube version here. What we see is at this key moment when the firing starts, the camera goes down into their lap, and it doesn't come back up until a long time later. So they cut the entire part out where Trump's on the ground and possibly his ear is being manipulated for the photos. And then they show him going off the stage. Now, if we align this, we can see how much time was taken out. We can see the duration is 1 minute and 16 seconds cut from that clip. I just wanted to make note of this. I think there's a couple interesting things about this clip. The Secret Service indicating to the photographers to go out right before the shooting starts. And then also this minute and 16 second gap, which, by the way, is something we saw on 9/11 as well. Very mysterious parts cut out of the clips before they were published. Like the most crucial parts where like the planes hit the buildings and stuff, just mysteriously cut out. And of course, in this case, the key moment is when Trump's on the ground. What happened with his ear? That's the key question. Were they trying to apply first aid? If you think about it, the two theories here have a drastically different set of events that happen while Trump's on the ground. Either they were nursing his ear to make it better, or they were dressing up his ear to make it look worse and to hoax the American people and people around the world. And I, for one, find it fascinating that no footage exists of this. And now let's analyze this other piece of footage that I superimposed on the left-hand side. This is from Evan Vucci, the Associated Press's chief photographer in Washington. He's one of the photographers, if not the photographer, who snapped the famous photos that everybody's sharing, with Trump standing up, his ear bloodied, blood on his face, the American flag in the background. And there's a new piece of footage that has emerged of him holding a camera, so I don't know if he's wearing a body camera or something, but I find it peculiar when they show us here. I find it peculiar what they choose to show us and what we don't see. And we can see from this left-hand perspective, looking in at the podium and the stage, you can tell that the Secret Service have completely engulfed Trump. And it's hard to make out what's happening. And it's important to note here that this clip doesn't start until once they're standing Trump up. So for whatever reason, they chose to start the footage right here, which would be long after any fake blood applied to his ear. So what this tells me is we see numerous times these photographers running around, going to the side of the stage, taking photos, going to the front of the stage, taking photos. And I haven't seen any of those photos being published. This is the first time I'm seeing a side angle shot of the stage. But the clip starts practically at the point where he stands up. So where's all the other footage? Where are all the other photographs showing us this key time where Trump has fallen from the ground and his ear hasn't been seen because it was initially turned to the right and he fell in such a way that his ear stayed obstructed from view? And so I wonder if they put footage out like this to create the impression that, oh, look, we can see it from all these different angles. Look, we have an angle from behind. Look, we have an angle from the side. But isn't it interesting that these new vantage points don't have the key moment in time where Trump's ear is supposed to have been hit, and when he's on the ground later, when people like myself are speculating that it's possible that they added blood to his ear? That's my prevailing theory at this point. We need some more skepticism, some more critical thought. So to conclude, I think it's fascinating how fearless these photographers were. This, in conjunction with the backstage being cleared out and the Secret Service signaling them that it's time to go to the front of the stage, I think these combined indicate foreknowledge. Now, many people have pointed out that the reactions of the crowd don't make any sense. People aren't scattering. People aren't making a run for it. People are just sitting there. They have no idea how many shooters there are, if the shooter's been taken out, etc., etc. One has to wonder if they're just waiting there as the backdrop to all start celebrating when Trump stands up in a loud, thunderous, cheering round of applause. That makes a lot of sense if you're preparing audio visuals for propaganda, to have a huge roaring crowd in the background, to add the audio to the visuals. Hopefully everybody understands the power of audio visual in propaganda. So we're told there's all this loud back and forth crossfire, which should be very frightening to anybody who doesn't know it's staged, if it was staged. Yet these photographers are running around, snapping photos, hardly even looking around at their surroundings. So why were they ushered to the front of the stage moments before the shots occurred? Does this indicate foreknowledge? Let me know what you think. Shout out to all the people out there with eyes to see, and have a great rest of your day.